WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. There's a bill in the Alabama legislature called the What is a Woman Act. For some, that may seem like a straightforward question, but with considerations from the LGBTQ community, not to mention getting lawyers involved, coming up with legal definitions for terms around sex and gender is actually a bit more complicated. It's where we start the discussion in this week's legislative wrap-up. Joining me is Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, good to talk with you again.
Yeah, nice to be with you.
So this What is a Woman Act received a hearing in a Senate committee on Wednesday. What does it attempt to do?
So this is a bill from Representative Susan DeBose of Shelby County. And the reason I mention her is she also carried the college trans athlete ban. So this is similar, aimed at this gender issue, and it would define legally in the code of Alabama the biological definitions of men and women. And it's really meant for women. She feels that women should be, that biological women should be set apart and protected in certain ways in the law. And so that's where this bill comes from. Obviously, this is a national issue. There are several states that have considered these type things. It's obviously a reaction to LGBTQ issues. There was actually a big protest at the State House this week where LGBT activists came and marched and protested this bill and other bills they say are an attack on marginalized people. Representative DeVos was heard. So were the others. They didn't actually vote on the bill. That could happen as soon as next week. It was just a public hearing.
Also, a bill under consideration would add an almost $1 fee to phone lines to help fund mental health care in Alabama. Todd, what specifically would this money go toward?
So this is the 988 fund. You know, when it's an emergency, call 911. That's very well known. And there's a fee on phone lines for 911. This is for 988 that a few years ago was established as a mental health crisis line. And so obviously in Alabama, we've been plussing up funds and really kind of recovering from all the cuts to mental health, but they're still chronically underfunded. So this 98 cents for the 988 hotline would go towards that crisis care. Right now, there's only a handful of counties where you could call 988 and someone would be dispatched. They want to bring that statewide, but it costs money. And so this fee on phone bills would raise about $70 million to help the Department of Mental Health be able to build out that infrastructure, including in rural areas.
As you mentioned, mental health care is a weak point for Alabama. This would seem to be a desirable thing, but what pushback do you hear to this bill?
Well, look, it's a fee. And so anytime you try to raise fees or taxes, whatever you want to call it, there's going to be pushback. Specifically, this one comes from the telecom community because the average consumer may not see their phone bill, but they notice that they've gotten an upcharge. They are sensitive to that. Their argument was, look, if you want to do this, this is a great project, but if you want to fund it, just put it in the general fund. But it's not like there's a lot of extra money there. And so the Department of Mental Health is, and the bill sponsors are saying, no, this has to be a new source of revenue. I think there's probably going to be a compromise. I do sense a lot of support, especially in the Senate, for making sure this crisis care, mental health crisis care, it truly is statewide.
Lawmakers are considering a bill that would block Chinese entities and citizens from buying property in Alabama. Supporters say it's about protecting the state from the Chinese Communist Party, but Chinese residents in Alabama are worried and feel singled out. Now, a version of the bill passed the House last week. On Wednesday, the Senate took up a new version. What are the differences?
Yes, they actually did change the bill completely. And it was in response to some of the things you just said, concerns from, you know, Chinese immigrants, Chinese companies feeling singled out. And there was some concern, like, why is this one nationality being singled out? So they actually changed the bill to make it apply to other countries of concern, the North Koreas of the world, stopping all countries of concern, agents of their governments, from purchasing land in Alabama. It also changed it to remove the individual. And the other thing that it does is there are many Chinese companies that are here in Alabama. If you have roots here and you've already have a business, you can expand and grow as much as you want. So this new bill is much more palatable to the business community, to those who are concerned about some of the ethnicity concerns. A lot of people see it as a major improvement.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. You can hear from him most Fridays during the legislative session. Todd, thanks for your time.
Thank you.